Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, with growth all across the Silver State, we talk to Marsha Birkbigler, the Washoe County Commissioner, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Marsha Birkbigler. She is a Washoe County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
And we're in the process of moving studios, and so we're taping a bunch of shows in advance. So this show is being taped on February the 2nd, so people will know what's going on. Interesting times with all the things that are going on across the state with Faraday Future in Southern Nevada, Tesla Switch in Northern Nevada. Before the recession, there were companies like Station Casinos that were looking at not just building one property in North Nevada, but building two hotel casinos with 500 rooms apiece, looking at perhaps investing $1 billion into the marketplace. All of that went away with the recession,
right,
and then the bankruptcy, but the bankruptcy is long gone. Station Casinos is looking great. They're potentially looking at an IPO down the road. Do you see a point in time where, you know, the market is ripe for them or other companies to come back in the market?
You know, gaming is an interesting part of Nevada, and it's always going to be part of Nevada. It's our history, and it's always going to be part of Nevada. But gaming is not ever going to be something really big in Northern Nevada again. So I think that they'll make a business decision as to whether or not they come back into this market. You're going to see other growth up here. Other types of businesses are coming in, a lot of new high-tech businesses, car as you know, and IT type businesses. There's a number of other things. There's apparently a very, very large project, which I know you've interviewed Mr. Gilman, and there's a very, very large project that's just on the cusp of whether or not it's going to come here or not. That's not a gaming property. So I think these guys really know what they're doing as far as investing in markets go, and I think they'll look at it and see whether or not it's still worthwhile for them to come up here. My understanding is the Station Casino property that was out at Mount Rose Highway and Virginia Street is actually either been sold or up for
sale.
No,
actually, the Steamboat property.
The Steamboat property is the one that's
which was
sold.
The one you couldn't really build on.
Yes.
Because of the mitigating the water situation there. They sold that piece of property off.
But
the
other piece they still
opposite
have.
Opposite Summit Sierra, they still have. Yeah. And the other thing I would point out is that when we talk about gaming companies, they're really not gaming companies anymore.
No, they're hotels.
Even though it's a higher percentage of gaming revenue in northern Nevada than it is for the most part in southern Nevada, probably 60% versus 32%. But these companies are all expanding into lots of other areas beyond gaming, and that's where the money is. I mean, Grand Sierra spent $15 million on a nightclub.
Right.
The pricing to go into that nightclub...
have you been in?
I have. But
isn't it?
Yeah, not at night, sadly. It's beyond my bedtime. But yes, it's a beautiful property. They're charging huge prices for, the VIP and bottle service and all this, but it's about a tenth of what it is in Las Vegas.
Right.
So they're doing very well with a quality product that appeals to people from San Francisco and Sacramento, but isn't the same cost.
And appeals to that growth factor of people who are moving in here, not nearly fast enough to suit some of the people who are doing the prognostications on the numbers, but there still are people who are moving in here for these jobs, and a lot of millennials, that type of thing appeals to a different group of people than here in northern Nevada. We've been cowboys for a long time, so we're growing and we're a different economy.
Well, the other interesting thing is that now that the gaming machines are changing from the old slot machine type things, although they've gotten so complicated I don't play them anymore because I have no clue what the heck I'm doing.
You can't just pull that handle.
There is no handle. Video poker is about it for me on the strange occasion that I'm doing it. But games that are more like the video games that people have been playing for 25 years now.
Right.
And so that's going to attract a different kind of customer to the market. And also the development, because we have acreage. For example, the Grand Sierra Resort sits on 150 acres. Mm-hmm. City Center in Las Vegas is only on 63 acres.
Right.
So you can do a lot with 150 acres.
And they've got that beautiful cement pond there that there's a lot of things they could do with it besides hit golf balls into it.
And it's a huge reservoir,
I know, it is a huge reservoir. It's beautiful, though, all that lovely water there. But, I think you're right. I think it's not just the old gaming property. One of the other things I notice when you go into casinos now is how much quieter they are than they used to be. You don't have all that dinging of the slot machines and everything. There's still some of that, but they're much, much quieter. And I think that's appealing to, again, to a different mentality of people who are starting to grow into Nevada. I think there's real chance that we will see more gaming properties here in northern Nevada because they are really hotels. And conventions are very important. Talk to the RSCVA. They've just restructured themselves, and they're really interested in bringing in new conventions. And so I think you're going to see that happening. But, I think you will see those guys who spend that kind of money sitting back and taking a look and saying, okay, when's the right time to step in? And is that this year? Is it, in 5 years? I don't know the answer. It depends on how fast we grow.
One of the things that's interesting and is already occurring is the number of hotel casinos, larger hotel casinos, that are renting rooms to construction workers, to visiting guests. I mean, we had the boss of Whitney Peak Hotel, a non-gaming property in downtown Reno, who said their place is busier during the week than it is on the weekends, and they're jammed on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of business coming there. Do you see that that's going to fill up a lot of rooms, certainly in the construction phases?
Well, and not only in the construction phases, but, Elon Musk has already bought one apartment building to house his employees once they really start getting that plant up and running.
And where's that located?
It's on South Virginia. I'm not sure exactly which one it is, but it's on South Virginia. And I think he's looking at doing other things like that, but certainly he's looking at housing people in those types of hotels. One of the kinds of hotels I think you're going to see is a growth of the like the mini Marriotts, the mini Hyatts, those types of hotels, which are more like somebody comes in, they've got a small kitchen, they maybe serve continental breakfast, that kind of thing. I think you're going to see some of that. I know you're going to see some of that because some of that's already being looked at. A couple, there's one already out at Tri. I think there's one other one that's looking there, and then there's one that's looking in closer. So, I mean, I think those kinds of things you're going to see growth also. And that's to house a lot of these people. The thing about Switch and Tesla is not everybody who's going to be working there is going to be living here, because there's people coming in and out all the time, especially with the project that's going on at Tesla right now. So I think you're going to see a lot of that kind of housing coming in also.
All right, let's take a break. More with Marsha Burkbigler when we get back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully's Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Burkbigler. And we're talking about, you know, the effects of growth. When I moved to Reno in 1978, that was just after the MGM had opened, which is now the Grand Sierra. Mm-hmm. There were people living in tents on the Truckee River.
I know.
The construction workers.
I remember those days.
You couldn't get a phone line. You had to have a party line, which is the weirdest thing I had ever experienced. You pick up the phone and there's somebody else on there. And there weren't enough apartments. Do you feel comfortable that the developers have engaged now fully with this? I mean, there were some developers that were holding back saying, I'm thinking maybe 50% of what's being forecast here. Do you think the reality is sinking in now?
I think for some of the developers, they're realizing that they need to really start moving forward in a positive manner. But not everybody. Certainly, there's still that fear of being overbuilt, and now I've got all these places, and what am I going to do with them? So I know that there's still some developers that are a little concerned about that, although we're hearing, I am seeing a lot more come to talk to me about different projects that are going on. One of the things we're working on right now is getting some land from the BLM transferred, and Senator Reed is working on that with us and trying to help us get a quicker transfer. As you know, when you get lands transferred from the BLM, the process can take 10 years or longer. And, of course, we don't have 10 years or longer. So we're looking for a school site specifically. We're looking for a veterans cemetery. We're looking for two different locations for expanded growth of both industrial sites as well as some growth of housing in the North Valleys, and these are all in the North Valleys. And so I think, are we ready? No, we aren't even close to being ready, but we're at least forward thinking, so we're not reacting as much as I think we tended to do in the past. We've reacted. Lots of things are going to have to be done. Obviously, water is a really key issue. We do have water in the North Valleys, but how much has not been proven yet.
And there was quite a kerfuffle a couple of weeks ago when a new project was announced for Verdi. Mm-hmm. And people there were saying, you know, our wells are already low. We don't have the water for this.
That's
but
right.
It was passed anyway.
It was passed
and
by
that
the
was
city,
city
council.
City
council,
correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that I've asked that we need to know when we approve these housing developments, what's the water situation like? What's the sewer situation like? Where's the closest fire station? And what condition is the school in? And those are four extremely important things that we really need to know before we approve any of these housing developments. I have had some concerns about the development at Ranchera.
Just for our Southern Nevada listeners and viewers, that's a very large property right
yes.
in the center of Reno that was owned by the late William F. Hara. Mm-hmm. His son just recently sold it to a major developer.
And they're going to develop some beautiful homes. I was at the mansion when they did the program, and I had the opportunity to really walk through with the owners. And I feel less nervous about it now because they've done lots of community meetings, but that's part of my district. So a lot of the people who live in that area, of course, knew me personally, but they know me because I'm the commissioner now, so a lot of them have called me and said, we're very worried about how the traffic is going to be. I think that's the fifth leg of the four I talked about, but the fifth leg is definitely traffic. Where is the traffic going to run, and how are you going to make sure that you're not creating problems on a two-lane road in a country neighborhood like that one, for instance? And that's the issue in Verdi. I think a lot of people are worried about their wells and the fact that their wells are you know, low, but they're low because of the drought. As this community drought turns around, which hopefully it will do this year and the next couple of years, that problem might resolve itself because there is more water in that area generally thought to be anyway. But, I mean, there's a lot of factors that have to be looked at when you're going to do housing growth.
Are there other water importation plans, on the books or being looked at this point in time? Because the one that has taken, gosh, over 20 years, which was Fish Springs Ranch, mm-hmm. finally came to the North Valleys.
Right. It's not being used yet.
No, I know, but I mean...
The potential for growth is there with that water, yeah, so I think it can be used.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an incredible process of watching that thing happen from when Franklin Jeans owned it to Vidla Water. I mean, you got to have a lot of patience if you want to develop pipelines to transfer water.
Yeah, no question about that. And of course, there's more water even further north. Bob Marshall claims to have a great deal of water, which I don't know that all that's been proven yet. But he and his family have worked on water out at their ranch. There's a couple of other ranches out there that clearly have water. So there's more water in the North Valleys that we think there's more water in the North Valleys than we really are aware of right now.
And also the Truckee River Operating Agreement
yes,
is going to
that's
be
fabulous.
Extremely helpful.
It's going to be very helpful. Thank goodness that we have that done.
And another 30-year project.
Yeah.
I mean,
just takes us a while to do these things.
I guess it does. Let's take a break. More with Marsha Birkbigler when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Information technology is one of the fastest growing fields in the country. Just think about it. Technology is making things possible we couldn't even have imagined just 3 years ago. It has changed the way we communicate, and big data is here. If you want to join a growing field and start a real career, get a degree as an information technology specialist. Start now with an easy call to Career College of Northern Nevada.
Well, the low-price cleaners that I had experienced is they'd come in and they'd just add stuff on and they'd make up the prices as they were going along. And I found out that they were working on commission. So I really felt that they were taking advantage of me. Unlike the carpet tender, they quote you a price and they stick by it. And their people that are out doing the work don't do the add-ons. So you're really getting a lower price by using the carpet tender in the long run.
If you
you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain, call ProSpinal today at 336-DISC. Call now and receive 50% off your laser therapy when combined with non-surgical spinal decompression.
Recycled Furniture offers the area's only heat treatment of bedroom and upholstered furniture. When you are looking to buy or sell furniture, think Recycled Furniture. Recycled Furniture, Midtown Reno, where it's always new to you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marcia Birkbigler. She's the Washoe County Commissioner. So you were talking about roads. We've got this Southeast Connector that's on the way to being finished. Finally, all the lawsuits are done.
Another 10-year project.
Oh, my goodness. and that's going to be a big relief. I should ask you the question, not make a statement. Do you believe that that's going to be a relief
for
the spaghetti bowl?
I think without question it's going to be a relief for the people of Sparks to be able to get set to the South Valleys faster. It will relieve a lot of the traffic in the spaghetti bowl. It's not going to fix the spaghetti bowl. There are other things that they're going to have to ultimately do to fix that. Trucks, I don't know if trucks will use this southeast connector. I don't know if they will or not. Still a lot of people who aren't happy about it because they're going to have vehicles running past a six-lane highway running past their front doors all the time. If I lived in that area, I'd probably be a little concerned myself about that. But it's necessary. It's part of the growth of the valley, and we've got to be able to get from one point to the other, and so I think that's very important. There's some other roads that we need to look at, and those are in the North Valleys. We need some way to get from Interstate 80 up to 395 without going through the spaghetti bowl. That also will relieve a lot of the pressure on that area. So I think, if you talk to Mr. Kazmierski, he will tell you that that's a project that he's looking at, that he's working with RTC. I just got recently assigned to RTC in January of this year. So that's something we're going to work on and look at what can we do to relieve some of that traffic spread.
Do you think USA Parkway being extended into Lyon County is going to be helpful to shift some of that traffic that will be coming through the spaghetti bowl to go to Las Vegas?
It will, especially because, as you probably are aware, in the federal transportation legislation that was just passed, there is, although not money designated for I-11 from Vegas to Reno, there is acceptance that I-11 is going to come from Vegas to Reno at some point in time, another 10-15 year project. But ultimately, that's where it will probably come in, is right there at USA Parkway. It'll come up there and catch into Interstate 80. And it's necessary, not just for us, but it's necessary for California. One of the problems California is having is that there's so much truck traffic on I-5 that it's just too heavily used, and they need to relieve that. And so I think that's one of the reasons we're getting this approved, because California wants something that's close to them that will allow the transportation of freight that isn't going to, be in the state of California, something that will relieve some of the pressure that they've got from all of the freight traffic that they have over there.
It's interesting. Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is two-thirds of Story County, and yet Lance on the program a couple of months ago was talking about that they're looking for more land.
They are. If this latest project goes through, they've essentially used almost all of the usable land on that ranch that they bought. So, they're looking for more land. And I think the same thing's happening in Washoe County. I know it is. We're talking to people about where we can put industrial land, because the time is going to come when Tri is going to be full. And so once it's full, what do we do with the growth that still wants to come here? And so we are looking at a number of different parcels.
It's interesting. Roger Norman was quoted in the Las Vegas Review Journal in 1998 after he bought the ranch, saying that it would not be completed in his lifetime. And I have since joked with him that I think he's wrong on that.
I think he is, too. But I don't think anybody really expected the attraction that Northern Nevada presents to a lot of different businesses. We have a good tax base. It's easy to get in and out of this because we've got the freeway coming all the way through. We've got 395. We've got the potential for an additional freeway. USA Parkway's there. One of the things that's nice about Northern Nevada is they had the sense to forethink traffic getting around. putting McCarran all the way around the city at one time was thought to be a totally stupid idea.
Oh, and it was yet, a huge battle.
Oh, huge battle.
To get
battle.
The western portion of that finished was a mighty battle.
And yet it absolutely is the best possible thing we could have done. A lot of people were really unhappy about that bridge going out to Carson City. But I tell you, I go to South Shore a lot because Tahoe, the Washoe County part of Tahoe is part of my district. It has saved me 45 minutes going to South Shore. And I go there generally once a month for meetings that relate to TRPA or TTD, that's Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, or the Tahoe Transportation District. So it is amazing what that's done for us. And I know a lot of people thought, well, why are you wasting that money up here? But that money really is, it's going to be proven that it's not wasted with all the growth we have.
I think the bigger issue with that was putting it on the side of a hill. I think that there would have been a lot less complaints if it had been put through Pleasant Valley, but the locals at the time had a lot of influence, and it went up on the side of the hill. But at one point, when they were having problems building it, it almost got to the point where they were going to have to put it down in the valley because the costs were going to be too high.
But look at how happy the people are in Pleasant Valley now because their property values have skyrocketed. They no longer have that freeway running through the middle of their property, so gee, they're really happy now.
Yes, they are, and I will not comment further on that. But going back to the McCarran Boulevard, that ring road, you know, think of the courage it took for that commission at that time to force that issue through, because Reno would be up the creek.
What a disaster.
If that did not exist.
It'd be worse than Las Vegas. I mean, you know, you go down to Las Vegas for a meeting, it's an hour across town. And it's a much better now that they've put in, what, 215 or something like that, whatever that number is. It's much better now, but it used to be horrible down there. And that's the way Reno would be if we didn't have McCarran.
Well, and Project Neon is going to be a nightmare while it's being built for Las Vegas, but when it sits done, it's going to be fantastic.
It'll be great.
Marshall Burke-Bigler, thank you so much, as
thank
always.
Thank you, Sam.
Always a pleasure. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When you're selling your home for top dollar, Marshall Realty makes the difference. More exposure, more demand. Your home marketed on TV, radio, and all over the internet. Call Marshall Realty to have your home featured on TV now.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next show.